Welcome back to the Press Box and another Saturday in the Commonwealth. Beautiful as always when there's thoroughbred action. Beautiful plus when thoroughbred action is at hand. My host as always, Dave Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Famer. Take it away, Hall of Famer.
All right, Gene, the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. This is Fall Stars weekend at Kingland. I think they've got 8 grade ones. I believe that they're all win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup. And let's talk about later today the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity.
You know, Buzzy, this is hard to pick one race out of this group of great races on Saturday at Kingland, but this one has particular of interest because normally the winner and maybe some others head on then to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and then some hopefully will journey on to that first Saturday in May and the 151st Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby. A great field has been assembled by Ben Huffman and his team, who doubles down, and he does the racing secretary duties at Churchill, and he also does them at Kingland. Nobody better in the business. And what a field of 11 have been assembled here for the Breeders' Futurity. Hard to really reconcile and bring them all down to a boiling point. There's going to be, I think, a couple of horses in here really worth watching.
All right, tell me about the first.
Well, the first one, I think, goes to Ferocious, who draws the one spot. It's going to be the 8-5 morning line favorite by Flatter out of a Midnight Loot Bear. He's run twice. He won his maiden and then came back as the odds-on favorite in a grade one hopeful at Saratoga and was beaten really close to the wire with Irad Ortiz Jr. in the saddle.
Yes.
Irad gets off today. Luis Saez gets them out. There'll be the third jockey in 30 starts for Gustavo Delgado, the same trainer who sent us Mage along the way. But this is really a nice horse. He's run 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs, now stretches out to a mile of 16th. But as you and I well know, Buzz, it takes a horse with a little bit of speed at Kingland. Always has, probably always will. And this horse really looks like a fantastic stalking ability, already developed at the age of 2. And I think Ferocious, even though he's the morning line favorite, you've got to give him his due, and you got to put him in your exactas or give him all due consideration.
All right, before we ask the big question, who's the other one you're taking a look at?
Well, there's a couple of horses in here that I think are upset worthy, and one of them is the 7 horse trained by Dale Romans, Mezzero. He ran in the Iroquois and ran 4th. To Jonathan's Way, but never really got on track. This horse is a deep closer, Buzzy, and won his first start down at Ellis in the mud, which kind of plays to that way of running down there a little bit more than it does at Kingland. He's a big closer, so he definitely need to look for odds here, shop those odds. He's by not this time one of the best young stallions in the game today, and really I think this horse will improve off his last race at Churchill Downs in the Grade 3 Iroquois. He's one with the odds that I'll be taking a very serious look at. The other one that I think has a legitimate chance, and you ask, does Todd Pletcher have one? And he's got a not this time as well, ran in the With Anticipation Stakes at Saratoga. That's on the grass. But this horse has one on the dirt up at Saratoga. All 3 of his previous starts have been at Saratoga, getting Florent Giroux to ride this one. But there's a horse in here, Big Odds, trained by James DeVito, who trains out of Hawthorne up near Chicago.
Yes.
This horse won his maiden start at Churchill Downs by over 3.5 lengths. He just drove clear of the competition that day in very impressive fashion, nearly 8-1 odds that day. He's at 20-1 in the morning line, Big Boat by Nyquist, who was a Kentucky Derby winner, and out of a Midnight Loot Mare, who was a stakes winner and has thrown 4 starters, all 4 winners. Big Boat at 20-1 is going to be getting my across-the-board money. I think he's got a big legitimate shot in here. I'm also going to use Mezzero underneath as well. And of course, the big horse in the race appears to be none other than Ferocious.
All right. And for all of Gene's picks at Keeneland, and you'll want to get them not only for today, but for tomorrow as well, you can get them at the PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours have a fabulous weekend. And as always, may the horse not only be with you, but be with us.
Well, before I let you go.
Yes.
When we get to these big races that have implications for the Derby, I always ask you your sage advice and also very professional opinion on who you like here in the Grade One Claiborne Breeders' Couture.
My sage advice this weekend is to go with Gene McLean, as with everything happening here in the fall, I have not yet had a chance to look at the post positions and things as if it would make a difference. In Gene, I trust. Love you,
well,
my friend.
I'm gonna give you.
Yes.
An across-the-board bet, since you have punted it back to me. I'm going to give you an across-the-board bet on a horse named after you. And
yes,
the beautiful Donna Baker would confirm this to be true.
Yes.
The number four, Handsome Pants.
Oh, dear
Handsome
God.
Pants is going to be the across-the-board bet for one day. Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Fame broadcaster.
You're
I'm going
best.
With you. And Handsome Pants.
You're the best. Love you, my friend. Have a great
Love
weekend.
Love you too, brother. Take care. See you, my
Thanks.
Friend. Bye.